Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, good evening. We are learning Hilchasitzes Abayisai, believe it or not. And we are up to, I must correct. I made a mistake yesterday when we were learning Sivei. I did not learn it correctly, and I forgot who pointed out my mistake. What it really means is that when there is a few people who put on the talisim at the same time, one person can make a bracha and be mighty others. It's not talking about the same talis, it's talking about different talisim. And not one. Nevertheless, the halacha is one person can be mighty, many people who put on the talis simultaneously, but we're not talking about one talis. Everybody's got his own talis, as opposed to what I said yesterday. It does remind me, though, of a very, very unique and very special I have this clear picture in mind. The largest talis that I've ever seen, which is talking about a few people putting talisim on together. So, I am aware that, you know, there's there is this Yiddish Gizmos Book of Records. What is it called again? Facts and Feats. Yiddish Book of Facts and Amazing Facts and Feats. That's it. It's Yiddish Gizmos Book of Records because it's very, very, it's a good read for children aged
60.
Yeah, 60. Yeah. I just want to make sure that my age group is also included. Yes, it's really, really good. It's a really good read, and it's a very nice. It's not a cheap book, but it's a very, very, it's one of those that the kids always keep on pulling. Comes out every Shabbos again. So anyway, so there's the largest talus, the largest this, largest that, and that largest talus, which is very, very big. So this one I didn't see, but the one which is close to that is one in one particular shul in Simchas Torah. They give for Chosin Kol HaNoyim instead of many, many talisim. They've tailor-made exactly the size of it's a great idea. Tailor-made enormous talus, probably bigger than this, probably approximately the size of this room. Tailor-made, which they take out for Simchas Torah only. So that's enormous talus. So that talus, for instance, could be, I suppose you could have three people wearing it simultaneously. Yeah, it would probably work. But it's nice to keep it for Chazon Kol HaNoyim. Okay, Abayisai, but we're up to Siman Chesivov. And talking about the bracha, which is follows. Altan is kotten yochel evoch leis ate. If you take, we mentioned that yesterday. If a person puts on the talis kotten, or we call, it says it's yochel evoch, you can bake the bracha of leis ate. Aval pi she'enu mis ate eloyv shoy. I think I forgot, maybe Gideon pointed out yesterday, that although you're not really doing an ituf, most people, the way they're going to put on the tzitzis is, not much of an ituf. So you could argue, hey, how can you make a bracha of leis atev? The answer is, yeah, you can still. It's a levish, but it's still some sort of ituf, and therefore you can. However, the Rama or us who tend to follow the psakim of the Rama, he adds v'yesh oim mishem vachin olav al mitzvah tzitzis. I'm saying, no. The correct bracha is not leis atev, but the more accurate bracha is to say, al mitzvah tzitzis v'chein noyagin, that's the minigin. The Ashkenazi should come to say, and the Shanas don't change that. That is what kids do. Before they wear the talis, for all those years, they're going to put the tzitzis, and the bracha they're going to recite is al mitzvah tzitzis. Sfadim, I'm not looking this way. Sfadim, I don't know, they probably make the bracha of al mitzvah tzitzis, even on a Les Atev, but it's even on Talas Cotton. They don't? They make the bracha of. They don't do. Okay. Okay. Now, we continue. Sif Zayin. Tzorich lehafrid chutei hatzitzis ze mize. Tzorich lehafrid, one must separate. Chutei hatzitzis, the strings of the tzitzis, zem one for another. It's halacha, because they tend to get what? They get to be
tangled
up and all things. So you have to make sure that you're separating them. Very interesting what the Mishnah says over here. In Seif Katan Yud Ches, zem izet. Kol chut b'fnei atzma. Every string has to be separate. Shelo yeh misubachin, echo mevchayot, shum be tangled up and tied up. Certainly, if a person is going to get delayed because of that and come to shul late because of the tzitzis being all tangled up, And because of that, he's not going to daven mitzvah. Says, ain't so chledaktik b'zeh. You don't have to worry so much. But it does. Bogan Avraham says, if you're going to come late to shul, don't worry. But it does teach us that. It does teach us.
Priority.
Yeah, it's a priority, but you've got to do it. But if it's really going to clash, you're going to get, we're going to run really late, etc., then don't. But if it's just teaching us, then in a default position, a person should separate the tzitzis. Kosav Ari. Here again, a quotation of the Ari HaKadosh. Tzitzis. The letters, the word tzitzis. Rosh Tevos is made out of the, letters, or the following letters. Tzadik, Yud, Tzadi, Sof. Rosh Tevos, Tzadik, a Tzadik. Yafrit, should separate tzitzis Yosef, his tzitzis, tomit, constantly. Note, tzadik, yafrit tzitzis Yosef, tomit. Tzadik, yeah, so that's why now, now I have one of those memories, you know, there's certain things that you witness something and they just etch in your mind and you don't, so this is the following memory that I have. I was probably my first year in yeshiva, and I was speaking to one of the very choshva Tamid Chachim in yeshiva, and as I was talking to him, I was a bocher, I don't know how old, 14, 15, I don't know how old I was, 16, I don't know how old I was, and then I was talking to him, he takes my tzitzis, he took my tzitzis, and he tightened it, yeah? So not separate, but he tightened it. So I was looking at him like, you know, what's next? You know, like, and then he told me, tzadik, yafrit, tzitzis, Yosef, tamid. You know, tzadik, tzadik, tzitzis, Yosef. So I remember that, and that's how I remember this, Rosh Tevos of thing. But the truth is that he was probably wrong, and that's why I'm not mentioning his name. For two reasons. No, the letters are correct. Tzadik, Yafrit, Tzitzis, Yosef, Tomit. Tzadik. No, you don't have, no, if you write in the Kudot, you don't need the second Yud. Because it says Tzadik. What? I think he's wrong. It's not the right thing. I think he's wrong for two reasons. Exactly. First of all, I think that it's Tzadik, Yafrit, Tzitzis, Yosef. It's talking about Yafrit, Tzitzis, Yosef. It's talking about untangling. And what he was doing wasn't untangling; he was tightening it. I don't know if that's what it means. Point number one,
and point number two.
Yeah, it's a good idea, but I don't know if that's what it means. And the other thing why this Dan was wrong, this the Talmud Chacham was wrong. The other reason I think because what does it say? No, I don't think so. I think there's something else. Tzadik, Yaf, pardon. Tzitzis Yosef. It's his own tzitzis. Well, I'm going to start tightening your tzitzis. What do you mean? No, it's Tzadik Yafrit Tzitzis Yosef. You tighten you sit to your own tzitzis. You worry about your tzitzis, I worry about mine. Yeah, okay, I don't know, but that's not what Tzadik Yafrit Tzitzis Yosef told me. I think it's talking about your own tzitzis. Watch your own tzitzis. And I think it's the more healthy attitude to kind of watch your own stuff. I don't know, but that's interesting way to remember. A person should constantly check his tzitzis. Tzadik Yafrit Tzitzis Yosef Tomit. We continue with Sifches. Yechaven Biz Atvoi. Okay, very important halacha, which we only find in very rare place in Shulchan Aruch. Yechavein, you should have the full kavana, based atfoy. When you wrap yourself up, you should have full kavana of fulfilling the mitzvah. When you wrap yourself up. Shetzivonu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us. Shetzivonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leisat eiv boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us to wrap, to put on the talis. Kidei in order. Shenizka, we should remember. Kol mitzvoisav, all his mitzvahs. Lasoisom, to do them. Look what the Mishnah Berurah says, if got new tests. Yechavim bis atfoy, zeu. Milvad hakavona. Besides. The general kavona. Shetzorich lecham melvi shelekam mitzvah tzitzis. There is, of course, every mitzvah person must have kavona. When you put on tefillin, you got to have kavona. When you put up a mezuzah, whatever. When you shake the lulav, Of course, you have mitzvah sichas kavanah, you have kodesh kavanah. But here, there's something else. He says, because of Abach, sheken adin betfilin v'sukkah. When it comes to tefillin, sukkah, and tzitzis, after b'sham mitzvahs yoytzav shloim mechavim b'dava, kim she'oyz hamitzvah l'shem Hashem shetziv l'asoy. Hanach shani. Those three mitzvahs, tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah, there is a more demand, more expectation in terms of kavana. The betzitzis, because by tzitzis it says explicitly in the Torah. Leman tiskru, the pasuk, the Torah tells you, leman, in all the tiskru, you should remember, uve tefillin, it says, leman tiye Torah Hashem b'vicha, the tefillin says, you should put on tefillin, all the Torah Hashem should be in your mouth, uve sukkah, in regards to sukkah, it says, leman yedu do yoseichem. Okay, so we've got a fascinating, very important, widely quoted Bach, that those three mitzvahs that says, the pasuk says, leman tisku, the pasuk itself tells you, you've got to remember, you've got to do this with a conscious thought. When it comes to, what's another mitzvah? I don't know. Yeah. That's right. The pasuk says, you should give tzedakah. The pasuk says, you should keep Shabbos. No, Shabbos is a bit different. What's another positive mitzvah? Positive mitzvah? Mezuzah. What's another positive mitzvah? I don't know, Dalet Minim is not bad. Achilas Matzah on Pesach. You've got to have Kavana, of course, yeah? Mitzvah's Kavana, not Tzich Kavana. But here, the positive doesn't tell you that you must have Kavana about this. You should have Kavana, but the positive doesn't actually spell it out. By those three mitzvahs, it's quite extraordinary. Torah tells you, you do the mitzvah in order to think, in order to remember, in order to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu in your mind. Which are the three mitzvahs? Which one are they? Sukkah, Maneh Yedu Yoseichem, Tefillin, and Tzitzis. Those three mitzvahs, the pasuk tells us, you must have conscious kavana when you fulfill it. Yeah, but that's not a conscious, that's not kavana. Yeah, correct. Yes. How do you have to concentrate? And you just think about, when I'm doing this, I'm doing this. It's about that, correct? But it's not just the saying, it's also the consciousness. When you wrap yourself up, you think, you know, this is a mitzvah which I'm doing. As it says, leman yedu, leman tia, batfili leman tia zeshem v'chub, esuka b'man yedu yisechem, and by... So it's about having that consciousness in your mind. You should have conscious leman tizkus. You remember, Kodesh Baruch Hu mitzvahs. Pardon? Connection between that they by those three mitzvahs, the pasuk says you got to think.
But why this
thing? That's going to be your next time you speak on Thursday. We're going to have a nice. I don't know what the connection between those three is. What I know is that those three mitzvahs have a pasuk about it. Why those three specifically as opposed to others, I don't know. Okay. Seif Tes, Rabbi Yisai. Koidem Sheivorech. Prior to making the bocha, Ye'ayin Bechutei HaTzitzis. Check the strings. Check the tzitzis. Imem Cherim. Check if they're kosher. Kedei, you know the shalai yivorech levatole. Wow. Pull nalocha. Before you make the bocha, check the tzitzis. Because we all know, if even one of them is, I mean, well, we're going to see what the lochas are. But I suppose it makes a lot more sense to check the tzitzis once you know the lochas. But the point is, you got to check and make sure that the tzitzis are kosher, because if, chas v'sholem, the tzitzis are not kosher, not only they're not fulfilling a mitzvah, not only that, but you're also doing a baruch levatole. So therefore you must ensure to check the tzitzis and see if they're okay. If they're not okay, then, you know, at the very least, change the pair. Or if it's a talis cotton, or check the halacha. But you have to check. Very good. Why can you not rely on a chazok? It's a beautiful question. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, very long the Shikasha. We know that there's a chazaka. Things have got chazaka, yeah? What's a good example of chazaka? Chazaka would be, you don't have to check after every...
If you're eating somebody's house,
you don't... Yeah, that's I don't know if that's chazaka, that's edechot. What's a chazaka? Gemara speaks about mikvot, yeah. You don't have to check mikvot after every person going into the mikvot. You don't have to check if it's got 40 so. You don't have to check if the mikvot is okay. It's enough mikvot. You don't have to check after every person. If it was fine before, it's going to be continue to be fine as well. You don't have to check. What else? Chazaka. If something is... You don't have to check. So why are we here suddenly when it comes to tzitzis? The tzitzis were fine yesterday. Tzitzis were fine last week. Why do you have to check the tzitzis every single time? You know, when it comes to tefillin, it doesn't say you have to check the tefillin every time before you put them on. So why do you have to check tzitzis every time before you put them on? You have to check the tzitzis. Why? Halach pesuk rabbi say we've got to check the tzitzis. Why? Why is it not chazaka? That's the answer. The answer is that chazaka can only be relied on if something which is static, which we don't expect any change, something which is likely to change, there's likelihood that it's going to change at one point, there's no chazaka. Tzitzis are items which tend to tear. They do. However you wear your tzitzis, however you put the tzitzis on, tzitzis are, there's a chazaka, what the person called a chazaka, it's a chazaka which is likely to, there might be damage, might get torn, and therefore you cannot rely on the chazaka, and that's why Shulchan Aruch teaches us here, that it's a, you've got to check the tzitzis before putting them on. Now, question is, Rabbi Yisai, is it essential to check the tzitzis? Do you really need to check the tzitzis before putting them on? I mean, I know Shulchan Aruch says that, but is that what he does? You put it on the shoulder and you have a quick check. Quick, have a look at them. Yeah, is that what everybody does? Because some people don't. What?
And actually try to separate them, right? Try and separate the
string. Yeah, but I want to check. Does everybody check the tits before they put them on? Because I know some people don't.
You do it basically. You check it when you put it away. And that will come in for the next time you wear it.
Oh, very good. Absolutely. So if you ever see people who don't check the tits, it's either because they haven't joined the Yeshua Chabura. Could be. There are some people out there still. Or more likely, it could be that before you put the tzitzis away, so as you're folding the tzitzis, you know, before you're zipping it and putting it away for the next day, if you have a quick check then, would that work, yes or no? Of course it does. If you have a quick check then, which makes a lot of sense because that's probably when it got tangled or whatever happened, and at that time, when you place the tzitzis away, you have a quick check and you see everything's fine, then you could, of course, take them out of the bag and use the tzitzis next day without any further investigations. Okay. Yeah, now, the Mishneh Berurah, and I'm just going to mention that on the side, is worried about a question. He said, it's interesting, what is, if the tzitzis are not kosher, what would you say? If the tzitzis are not kosher, what is the main concern about putting tzitzis on which are not kosher? What is the main concern? Exactly. So I would also be mainly concerned about wearing full cornered garment, which is without tzitzis. That would be the worst concern. That's an aveira, it's an issa. But what is the main concern of Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to be so worried about that as much as he's worried about Bochel Vatole. He says, hey, you've got to check the tzitzis. If it's not kosher, you've got to do Bochel Vatole. Hey, 1 minute Bochel Vatole, I know Bochel Vatole, but there's something else going on over here. You're doing a lav. Constantly, every second, you're going to be putting on a tzitzis. You're going to put on a baguette that will come without tzitzis. That's far worse than a Bochel Vatole.
Lav,
a constant lav. It's both. You're right. It's not a lab. It's a bit mitzvah. It's a bit mitzvah. So yeah, indeed, the Mishavur wants to suggest that could be that because a lab is worse than a bit lasse. Could be.
Well, there's a bit lasse with a sort of a kumba assay
aspect to it. Yeah. Yeah, so he wants to say as to whether Chazak would be good enough for that, enough for that. But that's a couple of question that he's asked on Shulchan Aruch. Gentlemen, to summarize what we learned this evening, We learned this evening that on a tzitzis you could, in theory, make the bach of leis atev bet tzitzis. However, the Ramah says we tend to make the bracha of al mitzvah tzitzis. If a person doesn't put on a talis gadol, and he's just going to say al mitzvah tzitzis. We also learned that tzaddik yafrid tzitzis of tamid. You got to separate the tzitzis at all times, and that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Every string has to be, you have to make sure they're separate. We also learned, Rabbi Isai, that there is a special requirement for kavana. As opposed to any other mitzvahs, this mitzvah's got an extra special, designated halacha of kavana, which is based on the fact that there's a pasuk in it, a special pasuk, Leman Tizku, which is also the Leman, and therefore it puts it in one category together with. So that's tzitzis together with tefillin and sukkah, which have got special requirement of kavona. Furthermore, we learned that you've got to check the tzitzis before you make the bracha in order to avoid chas v'shalom bracha levatola. We spoke about the chazaka, and we said that the person can check the tzitzis before putting them away. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, that's it for this evening. Wish you a very pleasant evening.